Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Be Unapologetic podcast. My name is Shiesty Hibbert, and I am one out of two co-hosts for our podcast. Before I begin or go any further, let me just offer up a sincere apology on behalf of myself and my co-host, Mr. Cleon Williams, because we are, as you would probably be able to tell, very delayed in sending out today's podcast episode. So we offer up our apologies for that, and we thank you for your patience and your understanding. And I want to thank God as well that devotions are an everyday thing multiple times a day, and that they don't really have any reason or rhyme. So I just want to thank you and welcome you guys to this week's devotional Thursday. Today I was having a conversation with Cleo, because just worship of the Lord, just praising him and uplifting his name, and just finding and entering into a new realm of worship, a new place of intimacy with him. And I was asking him earlier before that convo to, Abba Father, lead me deeper into you. Teach me, Abba Father, how I can worship you in new and in different ways, Abba Father. I just seek a deeper intimacy. I seek a deeper worship of you. And as I was having a conversation with Cleo this morning, there was a verse that popped into my head when he mentioned that we didn't have a devotional that we would post today. And the word that came to me was from Psalms 118, verse 24. And it says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." And I remember when that word came to me, I didn't say it to Cleo right away, just because of the nature of what the conversation was, and I wanted to give it a little time. So as I was giving it time, and he was talking to me, and he was telling me his testimony and keeping me abreast of just the things that God had been doing in his life, I remember that he came to me again, that exact same verse. And I said, I remember saying it to him that, "Hey, Cleo, I really genuinely think that today's devotion should be on this topic of, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." And as I was sitting down and I was meditating on that verse and meditating on what to say on the podcast and just listening to praise and worship, just immersing myself in him, you know, I just remembered thinking and God saying to me that each and every single day is such a blessing. You know, being able to get up and have that breath within our lungs, being able to see, being able to touch, being able to taste, being able to hear, that is such a blessing. And I remember him saying that it really doesn't matter like what sort of day it is that we have, there's always something to be grateful for, there's always something to rejoice over. And so I just wanted to offer a word of encouragement to somebody out there that today, just pause, you know, just pause. It doesn't matter what type of day it is that you're having, just pause to give God thanks, just pause to rejoice in the day. You may not be rejoicing over some of the things that would have happened during the day, some of the things that would have made you upset, that maybe would have made you sad, but what you can rejoice is in him and the fact that he has given you another day to praise him, he has given you another day to worship him. And oh, how amazing that is to think that we, oh, with the breath in our bodies, speak of and are able to be a testimony to the goodness of God. Because it's like just the fact that we have breath, that in and of itself is a testimony of His goodness. And so I just invite you all today, let us immerse ourselves in His glory. Let us just immerse ourselves in uplifting Him, in praising Him, in worshiping Him. And I just want to say a quick prayer as well, just to invite Abba Father in. And you can listen to this prayer, but I advise as well that you can pray along with me, or even after the prayer as well, offer up your own prayer to Him. Abba Father, most righteous and heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you, O God. I just want to say thank you, Abba Father, that you are the great I am. I want to say thank you that you are the creator of this universe, that you are the creator of each and every single one of us. I want to thank you, Abba Father, that you, O God, know down to the very hair, down to the very number of hairs on our head, Abba Father. How amazing is that, O God? When I think about the world and I think about how many persons are in the world, and still, Abba Father, you know each and every single one of us individually, dear Lord. How amazing that is, dear Lord, that, Abba Father, you, O God, out of all of these people, Abba Father, decided that you wanted us to wake up today, dear Lord. You blessed us with your life, with your breath, Abba Father, to wake up today, dear Lord, so that we can have another day that we can rejoice in, dear Lord, another day that you've created, Abba Father, that we can praise you in, dear Lord. Abba Father, oh, what a blessing it is, oh God, to be invited into a new day, dear Lord, to be invited into a new, Abba Father, day of worshiping you, a new day of glorifying you, Abba Father. I just want to thank you for that, oh God, because we know that not a lot of persons have the privileges that we have, dear Lord. So I just want to thank you, Abba Father, for this, for the gift of this life that you've given unto us, dear Lord. This life, Abba Father, that we are able to dedicate and that we're able to give back to you, dear Lord. And even then, it still wouldn't be enough, Abba Father, for all the things that you do. So today, Abba Father, despite how we may feel, dear Lord, today, despite what may be happening around us, Abba Father, we just want to pause to rejoice, dear Lord. We just want to pause, Abba Father, to say thank you, dear Lord. Thank you for today, Abba Father. We just want to pause, Abba Father, to acknowledge, dear Lord, that we, oh God, are also grateful, Abba Father, for having the ability, oh God, to worship you, for having the ability, Abba Father, to have a one-on-one personal relationship with you, oh God. We don't have to go to anybody, dear Lord. We don't have to sacrifice any animals, dear Lord. We can simply call out to you, dear Lord, and your word tells us, dear Lord, that when we call out to you, Abba Father, you hear and you listen to us, dear Lord, and to what we have to say. So I just want to thank you, Abba Father, for all that you are, and I want to thank you, oh God, for all that you continue to do, Abba Father. Thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you guys so very much for joining me on today's Devotional Thursday, and I look forward to being with you guys on our next episode. Bye.